The corporate mass media initially styled the incident as a terrorist threat, then backpedaled, reporting that Kerry was probably on drugs or suffering from mental problems. Well into 2014, at least one search engine still categorized Kerry as the 34-year-old Connecticut woman who was shot to death by law enforcement officers on October 3, 2013, after ramming a White House checkpoint gate and striking two police officers with a one-year-old child passenger. After none of these allegations proved true, the story was quickly dropped. Kerry family attorney Eric Sanders was finally able to obtain the woman's autopsy report some 6 months later. It revealed no drugs of any kind in the body of the victim. Apparently, her erratic driving behavior was caused by being shot in the back of the head by White House guards after making an abrupt U-turn when she realized she had mistakenly turned into the White House main gate. The guards shot at her as she was leaving, with no evidence that she was a threat. She was then shot again in her car with her child secured in the back seat. There was no word of any disciplinary action against the officers involved, and no one in Congress appeared interested in investigating or holding anyone responsible for Kerry's death. One video that went viral over the internet was the 2013 execution-style shooting of 37-year-old Daniel Sines while in custody. The El Paso bodybuilder was struggling with Officer Jose Flores in the El Paso County Jail while being transferred for medical treatment when Flores pulled his service pistol and fired one shot into Sines. A spokesman for a Texas law enforcement organization said a nearby guard hit Flores's hand, causing him to shoot Sines, whose hands were handcuffed behind him at the time. Despite a security video of the entire affair, a grand jury decided not to bring any charges against Flores, who was placed on leave. In an opinion piece for Vice.com, Natasha Leonard voiced dismay that the Sines shooting prompted no outrage on the part of the public. "It is merely my humble opinion that seeing a cop shoot an unarmed man dead should produce a collective rage so strong that the police can feel it, see it, and smell it," wrote Leonard. Such rage was exhibited in Ferguson a year later and was met with a militarized police response, resulting in violence on both sides. Columnist William Norman Grigg noted, "Every day, somewhere in this supposedly free country, some version of this script is played out. A police officer spies an individual committing a harmless but illegal act, aggressively pursues the subject, inflicts physical violence on the victim, then escalates that violence to lethal or nearly lethal levels when the victim doesn't immediately submit to the state-licensed aggression." Even conservatives have expressed concern over the number of deaths at the hands of police. Economist Paul Craig Roberts, a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy under President Reagan, and a former Associate Director of the Wall Street Journal, commented in the wake of the 2014 police killing in Ferguson, "The gratuitous violence employed by police is no more justified than the gratuitous violence employed by the Israeli military toward Palestinians. Law and order conservatives confuse police accountability with the coddling of criminals and terrorists. They are unable to comprehend that unaccountable police are a greater threat to them than are criminals without badges."